We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Who doesn't want lots and lots of money? Come on, you want to be rich? I want to be rich. Sandy's already rich, but and so is Brandon T. Adams, who is on with us. He's going to make us all rich. Let's go. Hi, Brandon. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Every time I'm in your guys' presence, life is better.
So much rich with love. That's what we are here. We're rich with love.
Oh, see, when I give him a compliment, I'm a schmoozer. When he gives a compliment, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, I like Brandon.
Brandon,
I had that fact.
Behind him, if you're watching on our Facebook Live, there are two Emmy Awards sitting on his mantle for the TV show Success in Your City on Amazon Prime. Make sure you watch it because it's all about success. And it makes you feel good. And you go around the country trying to find different definitions of it.
Oh, man. I'm traveling all over the country all the time.
Yeah.
I'm in Florida next week. I'm in Texas the week after. I'm in Vegas. You name it.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. So all of us parents are like, oh, remember those days, honey, where we could just pack up and travel. All right. So let's delegating, because some people are god-awful terrible with delegating. Some people, like, adamantly do not want to delegate because they feel like, hey, I got a flow going. Nobody's going to do it as good as I can do it. What is your take on delegating?
Yeah, the mindset, and by the way, I've been that person that nobody's going to do it better than you. You got to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That mindset will drive you into the ground, especially if you're doing a lot of things. If you're trying to do everything yourself, you will never be able to grow exponentially, whether in a business, in life. So you need to learn to let go and lose your, what is it, control attitude, and let others do things maybe the way they're going to do it. And it wouldn't, most likely won't be how you would do it, but they have their own way of doing
it. Oh, that hurts right there.
But it still gets done, right?
It gets done. And also, it allows you, you think if you're building a team, you always want to have, there's an old saying that you're, let's say your worst person is the best of the company. Like you need to make sure everybody on your team is high quality and you can trust them with what they're going to do. And you got to give them trust to be able to do the thing that you need to get done. So let them do their thing. Let them disrupt. Otherwise, if you are going to try to control everything, which I used to be the control freak for every individual, I couldn't focus on the things I was best at. So delegate the areas that maybe you're not the best at, and have somebody else do it. Or even if you are the best at it, how can you still allow somebody to do it for you and just let go? You got to let go of the control.
The psychological aspect of it is the one thing that gets in the way.
It messes with your head. How do you determine what? Because it's hard to recognize, realize what you're bad at, right? Come on, we all live in our little bubble where we're perfect sometimes. How do you, is there an exercise you can go through, or what do you suggest? How do you figure out those things that are best to delegate?
I mean, I think we all can kind of figure out by doing enough activities that you find out, maybe I'm not so good at accounting, or maybe I'm not so good at doing this. And if that's the case, you get somebody to go do that for you. Or like, think about maybe somebody to hold you accountable. Like, some people need a personal trainer, because if they don't have a personal trainer, who's going to hold them accountable, go to the gym? So you need these other people in your life that are going to help you become better and really be honest with yourself. Hey, what is your ultimate talent that you have? Do that. And sometimes you bring other people in to help you even become better at that. But what are the things that you really don't need to do? Like, they're not the high priority. Have other people do them instead of you having to do it yourself. You think about it. You can knock out 30, 40, 50% of the fat and the things that you really don't need to do and delegate to others, so you can really focus in on what you want to do, which really moves the needle. Ask yourself, what are the things that I can do today that will move the needle forward? Which things really won't? How can I hire that out or delegate that for somebody else to do those things?
What if you don't have a lot of people to delegate to? When you, like, say if you're you got your own side hustle and you're doing your thing and you're the hat.
You got a lot of terrible friends who are not good with work ethic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've started a lot of companies when I had no money, and so one of the great examples is we created an event in Iowa called Young Entrepreneur Convention 6 years ago. And I knew I couldn't do it myself, so I went to a group of people. And at that time, there was five of us. I said, here's the vision. How can we do this together? We co-created something. It was as if we all were a part of it, which we were. You divvy up equity, and then you have multiple people doing it. And they're not getting paid. I'm not getting paid. But each person has their own dedicated thing they're going to do. We had a guy that did the video side. We had somebody that helped do with the sponsors. Somebody did the attendee. Somebody did selling. So we each had our own task that we had to do, and we all were motivated because it was not just mine, it was ours. Mm. And we each had equity, given we weren't getting paid. Mm-hmm. But how can you find people to believe in your vision that are talented, that want to join you with what you're doing and willing to work for free in the beginning?
Mm.
I think an excuse that a lot of people would probably give is it's going to slow me down to teach somebody. So why don't I just do it myself?
Mm.
That's like, would you say that's like number one on the list of excuses?
That's the number one excuse, and here's the thing. If you have that mentality, you'll never be able to grow. Mm. Like, if you want to keep it where you're at and only go so far, that's fine. But if you want to actually go further, you want to grow something very tremendous, you're going to have to let go of your control freak attitude, wanting things just your way. You need to let other people come in and do it in their own way and give them direction along the way.
Okay. What about if you are the employee and your boss is one of those bosses? The leader is one of those leaders that isn't very good at delegating. Because I think if you look back at your history of bosses, somebody in your life has been that person who's kind of like stunted your growth because they won't allow you to prove themselves.
You mean like a micromanaging person?
Well, yeah, either that or they're a control freak boss.
Yeah, what I was initially going to say, I can't stay online here. I got to keep it PG-13. If depending on how difficult it is, I might just say, hey, we'll see you later.
Yeah, right. Bye-bye.
Or it's learning to have a conversation with them. Or I've always done work harder than anybody else, and your boss won't bother you. Like, if you make them look good, they won't bother you. They'll praise you. Make that person look good. And you'll get a raise then.
Oh, I like raises. Raises are good in certain fields. They're more possible than in other fields.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
This is great. Great stuff. And so where can we like tap into more of your knowledge? How do we get a hold of you on social? Where do we find you?
Well, for one, come here every Thursday and hang out with us.
Yeah.
Two, I'm at Brandon C. Adams everywhere in social media, and my website is BrandonCAdams.com.
Okay, thanks, Brandon. Awesome. You're the best, man. Thanks a lot for your vision.
Thank you,
guys. And some of your expertise this morning. Appreciate it.
And next week, Scotty found this. What was the one interview question, Scott, that you're like, oh, I wonder how Brandon would answer
this? Did you hear about this? It went viral this week, if not just the other day.
You got a whole week to think about this because this is going to be our topic for next week.
Okay? I want to hear it.
It's the most bizarre interview question ever. Now, some people just, you know, when they go through the interview process, they have to meet five different people at five different locations. Sometimes they got to fly out of the city to do it. And some of these questions that they get are just bizarre. As a point, a woman in L.A. just tweeted a picture of this. The most bizarre question I've ever seen on a job application. This is going viral. The question is, quote, you've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What do you do with the elephant?
Okay, that's your...
Okay,
marinate. You tell us how to answer that bizarre question if we ever get it in a job interview, okay?
And we'll do it next
week. I got the answer already.
I bet you do.
You do? Oh, of course you do. All right, but we can't find out till next week, next Thursday, same time, same place.
All right, Brandon, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a great one.
Yeah, see you guys.
Okay, 98.9 to Buzz.